5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Well, look, I don't think anyone is particularly surprised by what has been revealed in the Wolf book in terms of the questions that people working closest with the president have about his capacity to do the job. I don't think there's anyone in Congress, frankly, of either party, who does not concur, at least privately, with those observations and concerns. Certainly, very few are willing to express them publicly in Congress, and I think that's the detriment of our institution.
Right there, that's Adam Schiff with Jake Tapper. That was the interview right after Stephen Miller's interview that just exploded. Here to discuss this with us is Katrina Pearson, spokeswoman for the America First Action, which is the primary super PAC in support of the Trump administration, and she is someone who knows the president quite well. Katrina, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Thanks for joining us again.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So the new line of attack now seems to be, since Russia is not working out so well for the Democrats, now it just seems to be the president's insane. He needs to be removed from office and put in an institution somewhere. You happen to know the president. Do you see anything, any kind of veracity to any of these claims?
No, I don't. But I'll tell you what I do see. I do see Donald Trump as someone who clearly operates at a different level than a lot of his detractors. As Steve Miller mentioned on the interview on Jake Tapper yesterday, I mean, we're talking about someone that created a multi-billion dollar empire, has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He has an international name recognition. He truly is someone that has accomplished something that no one else has accomplished, becoming president on his first try after never having been involved in politics. And sometimes you have to call a political genius what it is. And it's not that he's irrational or distracting or what they're all saying, that he belongs stripped from his power in an insane asylum. He's just someone who is functioning on one thing and one thing only, and that is getting the job done by himself, as himself, because he does have this nature of a personality to where he doesn't really care about all of the nonsense and all of the bickering. He just want to get things done. And a lot of people, especially inside the Beltway, just don't understand that.
You know, one of the big stories that came out of this book, of course, is the existence and rejection of Steve Bannon, because Bannon makes these comments in the book regarding the notion that the Trump Tower meeting was treasonous and that it was unpatriotic and that everyone involved, the three men involved here, Paul Manafort, Jared Kushner, and Donald Trump Jr., were all guilty of this. He's now walked back those comments, claiming that he wasn't talking about Don Jr., but merely Paul Manafort. But the president of the United States, quick to make a statement last week saying that he not only lost his job, but he lost his mind, and that he had very little to do with him winning the presidency. You worked with Bannon on the campaign. You were there since like 2015. You were a part of the campaign the longest of almost anyone. Did you see Steve Bannon being useful or helpful in terms of getting Trump elected to the presidency?
You know, the president was absolutely right in his statement. Steve Bannon wasn't even around when some of this stuff was going on. And the other thing is, how could he possibly make such statements when he wasn't even a part of many of the discussions, particularly on policy, that Donald Trump, the candidate, had prior to Steve Bannon's arrival? I recall sitting a couple of hours with the president in his office at Trump Tower discussing these very popular policies on immigration, on trade, things that he launched his campaign on. You know, many of us, well, I should say just a handful of us really, were there prior to the famous escalator ride. And these were his policies prior to Steve Bannon. Do they have the same ideology? Of course. But so did apparently millions of other Americans. When Steve Bannon came in, the race was already won. President Trump won this race the day he announced. He shot up to number one and stayed there the entire time. And once he locked up the Indiana primary, there was no way he was going to lose to Hillary Clinton. And those of us who were close to President Trump or candidate Trump at the time knew that from the beginning.
When Bannon did join the campaign, though, was he an influential campaign member?
Bannon did have some ties among the grassroots, and I'm sure he had great political insights. The president talks to everyone. He would ask the waiter what he thought of his political views. He would take everything into account. But I will tell you that I have seen several people get around Donald Trump, the man, and literally lose their minds. They get caught up in his presence and his power and his command, and they absorb it. And power does do weird things to some people. But the problem here is the vindictiveness, the manipulation, and the betrayal that Steve Bannon did to the president and his family. And I think that's really where the knife gets turned. Not necessarily all the salaciousness in the book, but the fact that this was something that Bannon actually intended and really didn't apologize for, I think really goes to show the nature of his character.
All right, two questions. Did you ever see Michael Wolff around? I mean, did you ever recall seeing him, number one? And number two, why would Steve Bannon do this? Why?
Well, no. To answer your first question, I've never seen him around, and I have been up at the White House several times. I personally never saw him, never spoke to him. And the reason for Steve Bannon to do this, I think, is what everyone is wondering. No one that I know of can figure out any rhyme or reason why this would happen, other than the fact that maybe this is something that sort of got away from him. He just has to deal with the fallout, which is truly unfortunate. But like I said, the betrayal, regardless if he was venting to someone or just talking to a reporter, trying to what the original intent is stated to be, is to get a chronological experience of President Trump's first 100 days. Some of the things that he said are just completely outrageous. And as you mentioned earlier, he's definitely walking that back now, but the damage is done. The betrayal is out there. This is the president of the United States. This isn't some buddy of yours that you used to go to college with.
Katrina, with our last 30 seconds here, you know, I've seen some reporters talking about the fact that the book rings true, and they say that that's a basis enough for them to cover its contents. What do you make of that?
Well, I think it definitely fits the narrative that has been going on in the mainstream media since the beginning of the campaign. We've dealt with the chaos and the infighting and the backstabbing since the very beginning. Ultimately, the president does come out on top because 99.9% of it is false, made up, fake. We deal with fake news on a daily basis. Most people are not surprised by that.
Katrina Pearson, thank you. Good to have you here this morning. Look forward to having you back on.